Texas Rangers win first World Series title with 5-0 win over Diamondbacks in Game 5. By AP on November 1, 2023. Phoenix, AP, Nathan Eovaldi pitched 6 gutsy innings. Mitch Garver broke a scoreless tie with an RBI single in the 7th, and the Texas Rangers are champions for the first time in their 63-year franchise history after beating the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-0 in Game 5 on Wednesday night. Marcus Semien homered late in the Rangers. Held hitless for 6 innings by Zach Gallen, finished a record 11-0 on the road this postseason by capping the Fall Classic with 3 straight wins in the desert. One night after Texas took a 10-run lead by the 3rd in a Game 4 snoozer, it finished the series by outlasting the Diamondbacks in a white-knuckle pitcher's duel through 8 innings, piling on 4 runs in the 9th for good measure. Gallen took a no-hitter into the 7th before giving up an opposite-field single to Corey Seager, whose weak grounder found a hole. Rangers rookie Evan Carter, all of 21 years old, followed with a double into the right-center gap. Garver then delivered the first run, pumping his fist as a hard-hit grounder got through the middle of the infield to score Seager and make it 1-0. Garver was 1-for-17 at the plate in the World Series before his huge hit. The Rangers tacked on 4 more runs in the 9th to break open the game. Semien's 2-run homer off Paul Sewald made it 5-0. The outburst was typical of the Texas offense, which scored at least 3 runs in an inning 13 times this postseason. Eovaldi pitched out of trouble all night before Aroldis Chapman and Josh Spores finished it. It's the first title for the Rangers, whose history dates back to 1961 when they were the expansion Washington Senators. They moved to Texas for the 1972 season and came agonizingly close to a World Series championship in 2011, needing just 1 strike on 2 occasions before eventually falling to the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, after 5 stadiums, roughly 24 managers and 10,033 games, the Rangers are champions. It wasn't easy. Texas led the AL West for a big chunk of the season, but coughed up the division title on the final day of the regular season to rival Houston. The Rangers also weathered injuries to key pieces, particularly ace pitcher Jacob deGrom. That loss in the regular season finale at Seattle left the Rangers with the number 5 seed in the AL playoffs, and it sent them across the country to open the playoffs at Tampa Bay, part of 2-week trip that took them to 4 cities, 2 on each coast. Then Texas got its revenge against Houston, winning a hard-fought series in 7 games that brought them to the World Series. Finally, the Rangers had to get past the Diamondbacks, who won just 84 games during the regular season but beat the Brewers, Dodgers and Phillies in a remarkable postseason run that finally fizzled. Gallen was one of the best pitchers in the majors this season, starting for the National League in the All-Star Game. But the 28-year-old hadn't been as sharp in the playoffs, with a 2-2 record and 5.27 ERA over 5 starts. That changed on Wednesday. The bespectacled righty was at his best, mowing down the first 14 hitters he faced before walking Nathaniel Lowe. He got some help from his defense in the 4th. Shortstop Geraldo Perdomo made a nice grab on a hard-hit grounder from Marcus Semien, and Christian Walker was there to snag the one-hop throw to first. In the 5th, Lourdes Gurriel Jr. tracked down Josh Jung's shot into the left center gap, catching it a few steps in front of the 413-foot sign. Eovaldi wasn't quite as sharp, but still matched Gallen's zeros on the scoreboard despite walking 5, which was his most in an outing since 2013. The D-backs had some juicy opportunities to score in the first 5 innings, but couldn't convert, going 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position. Eovaldi made it through 6, giving up 4 hits and striking out 5 over 97 pitches. 4 for Bochy. Texas manager Bruce Bochy won his 4th title 13 years to the day after his first, which came in 2010 when the San Francisco Giants beat the Rangers he now leads. He also won titles with the Giants in 2012 and 2014. Bochy is the 6th manager to win 4 titles, joining Casey Stengel, 7, Joe McCarthy, 7, Connie Mack, 5, Walter Alston, 4, and Joe Torre, 4. All of them are in the Hall of Fame, and when Bochy's career is over, it seems a given that his name will be immortalized in Cooperstown as well. The Rangers have been on track for this moment since December 1, 2021, when they committed more than $500 million to sign Semien, Seager and pitcher John Gray, who delivered a crucial three-inning relief performance in Game 3. Big spending doesn't always lead to titles, just ask the Mets and Padres, but for the Rangers, it worked. Then there were five. Now that the Rangers have finally won their World Series title, there are only five franchises remaining without a championship: the Colorado Rockies, Milwaukee Brewers, San Diego Padres, Seattle Mariners, and Tampa Bay Rays. The Diamondbacks won the only title in franchise history in 2001.